Blog Talk Radio.
What you hear now? Hey, you're tuned into Penetrations After the Dark. This is Jonna B.
And I am your girl, Chris Renee.
And we're about to get real live with Shazris Renee, Shazris Denise.
We tried to make her Renee because we Renee too.
Okay. So how was your day today, Crystal?
It was pretty cool. You know, I did a little work. I was a little hungover from going out last night, but I am here now. I am ready. Let's get it started.
All right. Shazris?
Hey, girls.
Hey,
honey.
How's it going, ma'am?
I'm so proud of you guys. Look at y'all.
I know. You got to be gentle because we virgins. We virgins. Be gentle.
Right.
You know, we new to this.
I know. I'm here. Let's go.
Okay. Well, first, let us just talk just a little bit so everybody can kind of get to know who we all are. I know a lot of people know Jonna, but we're trying to get there too. So, like I said earlier, I am Chris Renee. I am the author of Wealthy and Wicked and Kiss of Death. I'm from St. Louis. Like to have fun and laugh and all that other false romantic shit. I like that kind of stuff too.
Well, I'm a rough and rugged type of chick. I don't know nothing about no soft and shit. Don't be soft with me now.
You need gentle sometimes, Jay.
How about you, Shazris? What saves you? What saves you?
I say I'm a combination of both. You know, I like to be a little bit of both. You know, a little unpredictable at times. Sometimes I like it a little rough, and then other times, yeah, a little soft and gentle works as well.
She's
such a Pisces.
I'm too much like a Negro. I don't
it's
want
her
all
birthday
it.
Week, so she been clowning a little bit on the social media.
I have.
If you're not following her on social media, tell them how they can reach you.
Well, I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, all the same name, Shazris Denise. So any of them, you can pull me up, and I'll be under all of them.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's get started then. Tell us about your books. About
which book? All of them or just one? Whichever one's
the freakiest?
Yeah. We want to go there first. We're going to start off raw first.
Okay.
What was your nastiest book? Because I read books. I just want to say that. And you're nasty. I know that.
Well, I will say Who You Love is more on the nastier end versus the other two. Sidekick Chronicles has a little bit mixed in, but not so much. But Who You Love is kind of like that full-out, you know, raw, rough, rugged, you know, whatever you kind of like. You have some soft moments. It got some really hard moments. So, you know, it just depends on what your speed is.
Okay, now give them a little background on Who Do You Love. Tell us a little bit about that. Now, I read the book. Let me just say, like I said, I already know how you trying to downplay. It's just a little nasty. No, the book downright trifling.
You just go.
You just
go.
I'm just saying, I read the book.
I was like, okay.
Nasty self.
But just go ahead, give them a little bit of a background.
You say that you know them the ones and that the innocent smile now.
Yeah,
they look like a little Christian girl.
With their smile.
Well, it's about a girl who, you know, moved away from home to kind of get a sense of freedom. She's discovering who she is as a woman in all aspects, more so her sexuality. And so she's trying new things, you know, different people, regardless of what gender they may be. And, I mean, she's just full out experimenting, enjoying herself, and she's just going hard in the paint. So, you know, that's pretty much, you know, kind of what it is. I mean, there's some twists and some turns in there that kind of make you be like, oh, wow, okay. But, I mean, the storyline is just surrounded by, of course, a girl named Riley, who is just discovering who she is as a woman.
Mm-hmm. So was this a journey that you took personally, or is this just your imagination?
I'd say a little bit of both.
Ooh.
Now, which pieces are me and which pieces are my imagination, that I'm not going to disclose that. That's just a mystery I keep to myself. But I say a little bit of both. You
ain't
know,
no keeping to yourself on here. What are you talking about?
We'll just draw our own conclusion there.
Is that what you want us to do?
Go for it. I mean, that's what
now,
everybody
else is
doing.
Now, you know,
we're
kind of crazy in the mind, too. Our imagination wild, too. You don't want me and Jay coming up to our own conclusions.
Well, I mean, you know, I can't stop your mind from going where your mind going to go. So, you know, have at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So what's your process when you, like, have to write, I guess, a sex scene? And it's like, do you play some music? Is it some candles? Is it some wine?
Are you naked?
You know what?
Or,
I know you're probably about to,
you were
a onesie
like me.
Why would you, hold on. Now, why would you be writing a sex scene in a onesie?
If
y'all don't follow Jonna on any social media site, you need to, because she's a fool. You don't realize she loves this stupid onesie that I hate. And she love a damn cupcake. So you want to have a good time with her? Cupcake and onesie.
Cupcake and onesie. That's the perfect description. My process, I write anywhere. I hate to say it. I wrote sex scenes everywhere. I mean, my car, work, home, church.
Yo, car.
Yeah, like I will write anywhere. Like when the idea or wherever it comes to me, I'll write. Like the majority of Who Do You Love is actually kind of funny. The majority of Who Do You Love, I wrote probably 75% of that book in my sister's car.
Wow.
Always
in
with
a
her
car.
In a car. I was always with her at my nieces and nephews' soccer games, baseball games, cheerleading, all that kind of stuff. Like, I was running around with her the entire summer. And so the majority of the book was wrote in the front seat of her car, of her truck.
Oh, okay.
So you just
like, wait a minute, hold on for a second.
You know, go ahead and kick the ball, little John John, but I got to write this thing real quick.
Yeah, like,
right,
I'll be
little Alicia
in the car.
A little Alicia about to get freaky, is that?
Is that
how we go?
The bleachers. I mean, you know, I'm just there as moral support. I mean, you know, I throw a cheer in here and there, but yeah, I mean, when I start writing, I zone out, so I pretty much couldn't tell you what was going on in the game once I started writing anyway. So, you know.
Is it kind of like the Beyonce Sasha thing? Like, what's your sexy writing name? Like, is it somebody different? And what you know, your pen name or what?
How you just like to threw that in there earlier when you was like, that's just in Pisces. That's just that's just me. I mean, we're dual personalities. I mean, we have a innocent yet, you know, very mysterious side to us. But then we also have a wild side that very few people get to see, but it's there. It just, you know, it comes out, you know, she comes out when she wants to come out. So,
well, I'm glad.
What you say?
I'm glad you brought this up, ma'am. So, when you write, do you feel like it's you writing or your other side? Because a lot of my sex scenes, I don't remember writing, but they end up in my book. And when I read them, I'm like, whoa, who wrote that? Is you like that, or do you remember your whole process? Because I honestly don't.
So you just going to try and blame all your scenes on your other personality?
Oh, yes. Renee gets down. But Jonna, you know, she eats cupcakes and she watches Criminal Minds. But Renee gets busy apparently somewhere. I'm wishing I lived vicariously through her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I have a – it's kind of hard to say. I mean, I want to say me as a whole, right, the sex scenes, without – telling on myself, but, you know, it's me when I write the sex scenes. It's all me. I have an extremely curious mind, so my mind can go, you know, very 50 Shades of Grey-ish, You know, so it can go very, you know, far. So it's more me. I'm intrigued by all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's me.
Okay, so the theme of the show today is what's too far, like how far are you willing to go to please your mate in the bedroom, ma'am? What would be something that you would not be willing to do? Are you the kind, don't get it in my hair, I don't want a facial, you know.
This is just like, don't get it in my hair.
Like, no, no, you know, you don't need a protein mask. I'm just saying.
Jay, I'll say this.
Please don't call it a protein mask.
I can't deal.
That's what they call
deal.
It. They call it a protein mask.
I cannot deal.
Yeah.
Okay, Will, a facial. Is that better?
Go ahead, Shannon. We, you know me and Jan get off talking about some supernatural. Okay, go ahead. Tell us. Go ahead, girl.
Not,
we crazy.
Not a facial. I'm trying to think, do I have a too far is too far? Because I'm pretty, you know, when I'm in it, I'm in it. I don't like all them rules and, okay, don't do this. It takes the fun out of it to me. So...
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I don't get in my weave now. You know, you can get pink eye if that stuff get in your eyeball. That's what I was told.
Really?
You need some goggles.
Goggles. Okay, what's the white girl with the bib on Empire? What's his wife's name to put that bib on?
Say,
you weren't bib, Chris Renee.
That's just prepared.
No.
But you weren't
bib. Prepared.
That's
what
I
say. Or you weren't bib, Crystal Renee.
That's just too much. And Bill kind of put me in the mind frame of, you know, kids. And, like, I don't need all that in my head when I'm in the zone. So, nah, I'm good on the Bill.
Man, you looking up at him and he's looking at goggles. Like, he's looking at a basketball player or something. Like,
goggles and a Bill. And it is kind of like a kitty. You like that. That is a kitty. I can't deal with that.
Did you just say goggles and a Bill?
It's too much. I'll be like, time out.
I can't
deal
with
him. If I was him, I'd be like, time out. That's just stupid. So
okay, Crystal, yeah. Renee, Lord knows I'm going to regret asking this. Is there a too far for you, ma'am? Is there anything you want?
Animals. Don't bring no fucking animals.
That's all you won't do is animals?
Animals. Don't bring no animals.
What you mean? Is somebody going to bring a chicken or a cat to bed with you? What you done been experiencing, honey?
Look, I'm just saying, you know, people are crazy nowadays, all kind of stuff on the internet. But don't even have a dog in the same house with me. I just know those animals of no kind. No, but don't be saying, it's at the foot of the bed looking. It's like, get you some business. I can't deal with that.
Animals. They dog, they girl dog getting jealous because you getting all the attention tonight.
Yeah, I don't have time to deal with that. Animals are just, that's a no for me. That would be on my fuck it list.
Well, myself, I got a few I don'ts and won'ts. I don't want it in my eyeballs.
Girl, what is it?
Because I don't know. What was I watching? It was somebody posted something on Facebook, and this dude just was nutted. And it was like, it shot out like a bullet, and it like it put her eye out. Like she, like it was just like pow, right in her
Listen,
eye.
Ma'am,
I couldn't take
I feel
it.
Like something a little more traumatic happened to you with that. That's the second time in 5 minutes. Let me find out if you took a shot of eye comes. I'm like, wow.
No, I've never had an eye encounter. Thank you very much, ma'am. I'm just saying, it just seems like it would be traumatic for something to be shot in your eye. That's all I'm saying.
You wear your glasses like they goggles.
Yes, my sexy, naughty teacher glasses. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Lord help
I do. I love them, too. I love glasses. A good glass. Do you like any kind of prop, Shady? Like, is this something that you just have to have in the bedroom, which is like a hat or... maybe your sexiest pair of shoes or something like that.
I would have to say, I'm over the props. I don't have any special props. I like to just go in and, you know, whatever we decide to do, this is what we're going to do tonight. I don't have to have it planned. It's just, okay, if we want to be a naughty school teacher, then that's what I'll be tonight. But I don't have to have anything in particular. No, I kind of like to just go on impulse.
Like, now, if you could role play, what would be your perfect role playing and what would he play as?
You know what? It's funny because I don't know if I would be able to do role play because I'm so goofy that I don't know if I can stay in character.
I have the same problem. Yes, ma'am. I sure do.
I don't really think I'll be able to stay in character. Like, I could start, but it's like, I don't know, like, if I see him make a face or I think of something, like, crazy in my head, then I just start laughing. And so I don't think I'll really be able to stay in character long. So, I mean, I'm open to it. I just don't think I'll be able to stay in character. That's just me.
You know, my scene that I would want to do is, I would really want to do, I don't know if y'all seen 300, Rise of Empire. Like, if you don't know, I'm obsessed with Spartacus,
Spartans,
all that, yes. So it was this scene where the guy, the main guy, I can't think of his name right now, but him and the villain, the bad girl, they had this scene where he just threw her all over that room, like up against the wall, on the table, back up against the wall again. He choked her and he slammed her. Like, and don't ask me why. But this is like a scene I would love to play out, like, and then she was smacking him, and it's been like, I just imagine her saying, take this pussy, you know? I mean,
I think you're too, like, into it, like you may be grinding where you're sitting at right now. I need you to,
like, she sound like she's really acting this out right now.
Like, she's like,
don't do me. She sound like she acting this part out right now. I'm like, she is really giving her all in this look.
But I'm just saying, like, that would be my scene. Like, what about you, Chris? Like, is there a movie you would love to play out? Belly with DMX and the girl, what's her name, Keisha?
I could do
that scene too.
That was an epic moment of, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. I can't really remember when Belly came out, but. Yeah,
I
don't know
like
either,
right
but I was
like, because I think we might have been in high school when it came out.
Yeah,
I would
it
love
was perfect.
For that.
It was everything. I felt that through the movie. I did. I felt.
I just
I was
always
like,
wanted him to growl in my ear, like I just wanted him to go grrr in my ear, like one time, like yes.
I mean, did you just say grrr in my ear? Lord Jesus.
Yes, like, I just want him to growl in my ear.
He crazy now. It's like, I don't know, he crazy as shit now.
I'm not looking at him right now. I'm looking at him when he was the dude in Belly, you know, taking it. Like, I don't know no fucking Keisha, whatever that girl name was. And, you know, he's talking in New York. Whatever her name was, Tamika, Felicia.
That New York name.
He named a lot of,
so
he named a lot of bitches once upon a time. I don't know.
Yeah, Keisha, Pam, Shalita, Chitana. I was really pissed off in that song. He didn't say Crystal.
Because he didn't say Crystal.
I'm like, what the fuck? I was ready what you bitches want from a nigga.
You know what? It's oddly enough, you would have thought that name would have been in there.
You hear me? Too short, listen, Too Short put Crystal in all his songs. I wore that proudly. I was like, that's what's up. I'm in Freaky Tales, Cocktails, or what the hell ever tale.
Jana is in nothing, but... Red is, you know, Red was my name at first. You know, Red was in everybody's name. And, baby, you couldn't tell me they wasn't talking about me. Even though they was talking horrible about her, you could not tell me they wasn't saying Red was the bomb, baby.
What? If your nickname was Red, this is any girl from the hood or not the hood or outside the hood. If your nickname was Red, you had titties in fifth grade and everybody else didn't. And you was that girl that I hated because
I didn't
like,
get titties until ninth grade.
Did she say titties?
I'm like, when am I gonna grow? You know,
I didn't have boobs until I was probably in 10th grade, and the ones I got now that everybody likes, I didn't get these till I was 31. Don't ask me where they came from, but I thank God for putting them down here. But these mugs is not here first.
Ma'am, did mm-hmm. you say the ones that everybody likes?
Yeah, I get a lot of compliments on these boobs. Like, did you know I push them together or doing the pictures and I let them go? Then I push them back together again when I'm ready to say cheese and I let them go again? Okay, so Shadris, we're going to play a little game now. Me and Crystal, whoever wanted, you know, we're going to say something. You can't think about it. I want you to say the freakiest thing that pops in your head, and I'm going to see how long we go before the chain breaks, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Toe.
Suck.
You moving too slow.
Wait a minute.
You can't think about it. Say whatever pops in your head first. Okay.
I said suck.
She said fuck. Okay. Bullet.
Oh, shit. Masturbate. Damn. I thought about it.
Nipple.
Lick.
Clit.
Lick harder.
Anus.
Poke.
I hate her
Dick.
So much.
What did you say?
I said dick.
Ride.
Balls.
Hold.
Dildo.
Wait a minute. Very low.
Okay, I can't hear because you laugh. Who laughed? Chris, stop laughing.
Earlobe.
Dildo.
Blow.
Ooh. Tone.
Caress.
Thigh.
Eyeball.
Wait a minute, you caressing tongues? I mean, you caressing a tongue? How you do that?
I'm lying now.
Shadris, elaborate. I need to know, how do you caress a tongue?
It's possible.
I mean, maybe it's something maybe there's some things I don't know. I don't know. How do you caress a tongue? Maybe there's something I could add on in later on in life.
Chantress, you over there caressing tongues? Let me find out.
Right. Like, what you, like, you rubbing your finger up and down it? What you doing with it?
I mean, you can caress it with a lot of different things. It just depends on which body parts you want to caress it with.
I like it.
Oh,
high five.
Ding, 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 ding.
That was a good answer.
Okay.
Butt plug. That Pisces and that birthday. Jonna, lean us back in slow.
You know I downed that glass of wine already. Stop playing, Chris.
We laugh, okay. But she's butt plug.
Focus. Butt plug.
Out of the question.
Booty beat.
Out of the question. Is that too? Okay, go ahead.
No. Now you done opened up that door. Stop it. You done opened up a whole garage door, Crystal Renee. Do you use those?
Did she just tap out?
No, Shadris.
She laughing. Plug. She on the floor somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Pass. I'll pass on those.
Booty beads.
Curious.
Hmm? Curious. Oh. Blindfold.
Mm-hmm.
Party time.
Oh.
Restraint. Like handcuffs,
fun.
Rope. That's my worst fear, cuz I'm so serious.
Oh, no, my God.
To be tied up.
So bad. I want to so bad. I do. I want to so bad. I feel you, though. You scared somebody going to do it in their leader.
No, it's about you have to
like
find
I
somebody
to a school. No, the fact that I can't move my arms, I will go into a full panic. Attack, cold blue, man down, call the ambulance. I can't do it.
Oh,
like, I would start crying, literally. No, I'm not. Just the fact that I don't think. I don't know. What you call a control freak? Like, what that mean?
Like, do you have to have control of the situation? Can you let it go?
No.
I let go. I just can't be tied up.
That's not the same.
You got to let it go.
I'm claustrophobic. If I'm in the elevator too long, it's a problem.
When you meet that right one, I swear, you're going to be like, bitch, I was tied up last night.
Listen, big is here, honey. Married for 14, 15 years, then he never would have even thought of asking to tie me up. That was the right one, and I would have never, not never.
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 Girl.
Huh?
I just said, girl. I done been tied up, bound up. Shit. You know,
I wish you could see my face right now.
I'm just saying. Submission. I have no problem with it. It's a good thing.
Shadri. So have you ever thought about getting,
You can't do 50 Shades of Grey kind of stuff, huh?
No, you're not going to tie me up. I'm not walking behind you. I'm not putting my head down. You're not putting a leash around my neck. Fuck no. No, not never. Nope. I can't do it because then I got a bad attitude, too. And then you can tell me
but
when I can and can't eat.
You,
I'm not into all that shit. No.
They'll be able to change you. You'll appreciate doing that type of stuff. But you know what my problem is? Why I couldn't? Because I have a smart-ass mouth. Like,
yeah, I always be in trouble.
Yeah, I'm so petty. I have to get the last word.
Have either of y'all ever had a dude call y'all a bitch while they was doing it to y'all? What did that do to you?
Sips tea.
Like, you know, like some bitch, like, well, I'm getting loud, like on some bitch take this dick type shit. Like, what would you do? Like, would you pause and let it, you know, marinate for a minute, or would you be like, oh, yeah, you know?
You'll be surprised how
much it turns you on.
I'm not going to be outdone, so, I mean, I'm going to call you a couple names, too, and we're going to keep this party going.
It will really turn you on. You'll be so surprised.
You would. Oh, okay. Okay.
And you know what? In that moment, you won't think, but afterwards, a lot of times, I'm shamefully admit, I'll be like, oh, my God, bitch, you did what last night? That's what I say to myself.
Well, I have a person chatting with me. She says she's not into being called a bitch. I'm just, you know, and, yeah, no, she say you can't call her no bitch. She's like, wait, what now? Because, you know, that would throw me off, too, if we not, you know, like that, then and you ain't never called me that before, then you all of a sudden like, bitch, take this dick, or bitch, I'm fucking you good.
But
you know,
you
talking.
You into role playing, right? You said you into role playing, though.
As Shadri said, I am way, like, when I tell you my goofy meter is off the meter chart, like, people, like, I wear high heels and I dress sexy, but I'm way goofy. Like, I'm not a sexy bone in my body. Like, when I tell y'all I don't write my sex scenes, Renee writes them because drama is, like, the goofiest thing. Like, I dance to Lamb Chop's Play Along and the Barney song. Like, I watch SpongeBob SquarePants. There's nothing sexy.
I be really trying to be, like, that super sexy girl sometimes, but it's just not. I'm a tomboy. I hate girly girl stuff. But like you said, I'll dress like a girl and stuff, but it ain't really my preference. However, when it's that time in the bedroom, I'll be sexy as shit as long as I have my wine.
Niggas say turn up.
And listen, and don't let me get tequila, because, child, it's a
new party going on.
Let's just say it's interesting.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So, Shadris, back to these books. And let me tell us a little bit about the Side Chick Chronicles, though, because that just came out. Who do you love? It's been out for, what, like a year now?
It'll be a year. It came out in July.
The Side Chick started from a column you're writing, right? Tell us about the column.
Correct.
Too.
Yeah, the column I write is, of course, Side Chick Chronicles. And It's about four different women, four different walks of life. The purpose in which I did it was because I wanted to tell the side chick story from different perspectives. Like, we all tend to create this stigma about a side chick. She's the hood girl, you know, the ghetto hood rat. She ratchet and this and this. But little do people know, it could be the lady that you sit next to in church. She would never think that because she in church, she look presentable and all this other kind of stuff. So I wanted to tell the story from different women and their backgrounds and how they all are intertwined due to two men that they are both, that they're all involved with.
Okay, so is there a lot of sex? Would you call your, okay, would you call your work smut? I heard somebody dial in my ear. Would you call your work smut, a little pornish, romance, love story? What would you say?
Who Do You Love is full-blown. And, I mean, it's erotica. The first one was. I mean, as it rolls out, there will be more drama, erotica mixed in with some love and different stuff like that. The Side Chick Chronicles, on the other hand, it's not as hardcore erotica as Who Do You Love is. It's flashes of it in there, just because, I mean, of course, it's a Side Chick Chronicle, so you kind of have to have a little bit of it in there, but it's more drama and somewhat centered around love, telling the perspective from those type of feelings versus just sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when is there, like, I guess I want to say, like, is there a favorite erotic, not even just necessarily erotic, but a favorite author of yours that kind of, like, is able to tap into that side that makes you feel how you hope to make your readers feel when they read in your book?
I like Dame. Like, I like her. You know, she's very intriguing. I also like Anaïs Nin. I really like her because she makes you, she really made me think. She kind of made me look at myself, and I related to a lot of her books because I was like, oh, wow, but, you know, this is kind of how I feel. And I don't know if maybe it was because she was a Pisces, so I can kind of relate to her way of thinking or whatever, but it was Anaïs Nin. I like Eric Jerome Dickey, too. I mean, he kind of tells the story from the fun, adventurous side. That I like to read.
You know how I feel about pleasure. And decadence. I do.
I haven't been able to get into him.
Now, his other books, you know, I used to love him in the beginning. Like, Friends and Lovers was one of my favorite books. And, you know, Milk and My Coffee. I didn't like the Gideon series. And I know a lot of people love the Gideon stuff. But
you
I
know
was
what?
Like, what is this?
I like the Gideon series. I like Sleeping with Strangers and Waking with Enemies. As he kind of started getting into Dying, I was cool with it up until like midway Dying for Revenge. And then, you know, as it started getting like more so into he actually finding out who these people are who are trying to kill him and stuff like that, I don't know. The storyline kind of got a little busy. But it was overall, it was still a good series. I liked the first two books more so than the last two books, but it was still a good series.
I couldn't.
Okay.
I fell off. I fell completely.
Wait a
off.
Minute, ladies. We have some callers online. I wanted to see if we can take a few of them before, you know, we get through the second half. So we're going to go with 314. She's been on hold for the whole show, actually. 314, you're on the line.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, honey. Thanks for listening.
Who is this? Hey.
I'm sorry. This is CJ. Clara.
CJ.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks.
Oh, wait a minute. You are
tonight.
Never this reserved. What is all this how are you business?
Is this your best friend?
Yes, ma'am.
I know her. Yes, she's not reserved at all, y'all.
What?
They crazy.
What?
So how are you tonight? Are you enjoying the show, ma'am, our first show?
I am a really goofy Jenna and Chris. Yeah, I really like laughing the whole time.
We are.
But no, I'm trying to think if I had a question, but I've been waiting for like 30 minutes.
Really?
Come back. I'm sorry. I've never been like speechless, so I'm sorry, y'all.
That's okay. We're just glad you called.
Y'all can come back to me. I'm going to be on the phone.
Right.
Go to Nick.
Okay.
We're going to put you back on hold, and we're going to go on.
Yeah, that's a bad.
But we coming back.
Right.
Okay, girl.
How do I put? Oh, there we go. You know, I'm still learning these little jigma jiggers. Okay.
We virgin.
870, you're on the line. Who are we speaking with?
LaQuisha, how y'all doing?
How are you, ma'am?
Hi, LaQuisha.
Hi.
Hey. I was just tuning in.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I'm part of the UG Mag family, too, so I was showing some support.
Oh, well, thank
you.
Support.
We totally appreciate it. Are you enjoying
you're
the
welcome.
Show?
Yeah, it's my first time hearing all this. Yeah.
And you know what? It's our first time, so it's our first show, but this is seriously how we talk. It's a shame.
It's okay. I'm not used to it, but it's okay. I like it.
Yeah, we love on the raunchy side. We're trying to clean it up. For 2018
year.
Give us 3 years.
Not 2018.
Right, we ain't grown up yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we appreciate you calling and listening in to us. I mean, we only hope to get bigger and better. This is our first show. We're glad to do it with Shadris because we love her. And the three of us are working on a lot of stuff together. So, man, y'all have a red smoking hot. Like, man, if y'all could just be in the meetings with us, it's crazy. So.
Like, this is like how we're talking now is like our meetings, really, literally. Like, we don't get no work done. We get to talking about sexcapades and wisha kudas and woodas, and it's just like the hour has gone. We have
no more alcohol. I don't have nothing to do with them conversations. I just be listening.
Not that Pisces.
She's hiding her hand now.
Okay, well, thank you for listening in.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And we'll add you back to the queue. Let me see who's the next caller. Thank you. Okay, we will go to 201. You're on the line.
201, that's East Coast, right?
201? Did I click them on? Oh,
that's
there we
East
go.
Coast,
201.
Is that the DC area?
What's up, y'all? Hello.
Hello,
hi.
Who is this?
Rashida.
Hi, Rashida.
What's up?
Oh, this is my little shorty sweetheart. Thank you for calling
the
in, honey.
Yeah, you know, I just called to support, even though I'm a little late.
Well, thank you for calling in. I totally understand. We had to turn the TV off because I was looking at it, too.
Yeah, it was bad. I was trying to cook, look at Empire, get my mind right. It was so much going on.
Okay. Well, you can put me back on hold. I just wanted to share the love and let you know I'm supporting you.
Okay, thank
you. I love
you.
Her voice.
What is that accent? Where
Wait
is that coming
minute.
From, Rashida?
New Jersey.
Accent?
That's what
that's not an accent. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I heard it.
I went to New Jersey, Crystal, and the whole weekend they were talking about my accent. They were talking about my accent, but me, I was like, OMG, I love y'all accent. I can listen to y'all talk forever. Forever. Mm.
They
kept telling me, your accent is weird.
Oh, hold on. Can you say coffee?
Coffee. Who?
Coffee. I love that cough. I can't do it. I say cough. But you say cough. It's so cute. I'm gonna get it together.
Right. Okay, get it together. Jenna, I'm going to drop the video tomorrow, too.
No. You know how I get crazy when I do my karaoke, y'all. No.
Okay.
We're gonna put
Rashida out back in the queue now.
Yes, put me in the queue so I can listen.
Okay. We're gonna take one more caller here. 314, you are on the line. Shanetta?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for listening in.
Hello.
Why is she talking about Shanetta?
Wait a minute. Don't be putting me out there all like that. I'm trying to use my book name. Don't do that. I'm trying to use that name.
What's the book name? What's your
book
name,
girl? I think my book name is Cena. Am I Cena?
Am I Are
Cena?
You Cena? Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, wasn't I Cena in the book? I think I was Cena in the book, one of them.
It's Cena. Is this Auntie?
Yeah.
Hi, Auntie.
Hi, me.
Wait a minute. Now, wait. Ain't no aunties. Ain't no new nieces. Now, we not gonna do this in public. Stop playing. Here she go. Here she go.
I know how Johnny gets in her feelings. But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Here
I have a couple shout-outs. Wait a minute. I have a couple of shout-outs. I want to shout-out Lauren. She listening. Hey, Lauren. Yeah, I'm on here now. I'm sorry.
Wait,
y'all.
Ain't no, this ain't the BET Hood Awards. What are you talking about?
Did she come on and do this?
This is not the right
word. Hey, Clara, my other knee. Okay.
Here, I'm done.
Good. Do you have any questions for the author or the host, ma'am?
I do. I have questions for the author. But y'all know I'm from Ferguson. I can do that. Anyway.
Well, no, that's right.
Oh, Lord. Here she goes. You burning
okay,
down everything.
What? Okay, girl, Yana.
Yes,
you're the feature author, right?
No, I'm the host.
The
feature author is Shadrick.
Oh,
Shadrick's
Lord.
Niece.
I'm funny.
I'm sorry. I just tuned in because my niece told me, you know, that I didn't accept this, so I had to accept it. So,
this is your niece's show. This is her new show, so
she's going to be on all the time.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to be on here all the time. I'll be shouting out everybody, Ranisha, and everybody. Anyway.
I cannot with this lady,
okay.
Lord.
I don't have any questions, but I do have something to tell the authors and everybody that's listening. I really love what you all are doing for us being upcoming authors in the game, really. I try to get everybody books. I try to be at every book signing Johnna have, anything the authors have, I try to support because I really, really, really like and enjoy what you are doing. And y'all keep up the good work. If your book was whack, I'll tell you. But I have not ran across no whack books. If they were whack, I will tell you. But
thank you.
But I haven't ran across no bad books. But honestly, I really, really love and enjoy what you do. What you all are.
We appreciate it.
I know you're going to put me back in the queue, so go on and put me back in the queue, and I will be back on her next week, and I'm going to shout out everybody. I'm going to be on her, and the girl from Jersey, the one you told us, say coffee too. You was like, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout her out too. So, next, you know, anybody name, so I'm going to shout them out.
Good day, Auntie.
Oh, it's crazy.
Okay,
thanks for calling in.
And my aunt is one of the freakiest women I know. She ain't get on her and
oh,
say
God.
Nothing freaky and have Ooh. No questions to ask. Okay, Shay. Okay.
What's her birthday?
Her birthday is March 8th. 6th.
Oh,
oh
God, she's a Pisces too. But that's my mama's birthday. Hold on.
So
oh,
you know
God.
She's a plum fool nut. Hmm.
Did you hear me? You nasty auntie. That's my mama birthday.
You know what? Y'all ain't gonna keep being disrespectful to Pisces, okay? Don't put us out there like that.
I'm just saying. Pisces ain't right.
You
go
on with that Christian smile with the devil sitting on your left side shoulder. So you can go
Don't
on.
Don't you be having that sweet little Got Christian it. Smile?
But yeah, come on.
Wow.
Mm.
What happened?
Johnna.
Yes, ma'am.
You play too much. I'm a Pisces and I'm a good Christian one.
Oh, okay. I was reading something earlier. I forgot what I was reading, and the guy was like, all these Christian women, they fucking penis Saturday through Sunday, and on Sunday they sitting in church trying to kiss everybody on the cheek. So
he is not going to allow me.
That is mean. That was really, really mean. I didn't look at it that way, but you're right.
They lying on me.
I'm just saying.
I'm reading this book by what's his name? Arrows. He is a plum fool, and this was in his book. Like, and it really rung bells because the dude was talking, and this is what he was saying to his wife and dinner guests. And the book I'll tell you about, you got to read, Badusi.
Oh, I downloaded it. Once you put the book up there, I really looked at the picture for the peanuts, but I saw the book too because, you know, I like all kind of food. But I saw the book too, so I said, Badusi, oh, let me go download this
book because
everybody know what Badusi stands for.
Smut at its finest. Like, I love it. It ain't good. Yes, 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 yes. And he goes there and beyond, like, over there. Yeah. But yeah, that's what this young man said in the book. You know, he's sucking dick Saturday through Sunday morning, and then Sunday morning they in church trying to kiss everybody on the cheek. I liked his observation on that.
But he wrong. But I look at it that way.
I'm sure
it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and sometimes Saturday.
Oh, okay, you rest in between. Rest in between. Rest in between.
Yeah,
I know your muscles.
You know your jaw muscles. You gotta let them rest.
I'm not. Okay, well, Auntie, we can put you back in the queue, honey. I'm not.
Okay, bye, girls. I will talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
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 Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, y'all crazy, boy. This has been a crazy, crazy night. I won't even lie. I was so nervous leading up to this, even though I love to talk about sex. I do it all the time. Everybody know I got such potty mouth, but I was so nervous to do this. And, you know, I'm glad we was able to get that first break in, get that cherry pop. So I'm ready to do some stuff now.
Right, right. Okay, now, well, we're nearing the end, so Shadris, you know, give us all your social media outlets and, you know, where we can get your books from. Do you have any new events coming, or are you participating in anything?
Social media, all across the board, Shadris Denise. I could be also found at the Pink Slip on Amateur Night. No, I'm just playing.
Not the pink slip. I'm not gonna talk about it.
Girl, my eyes got big.
Right. Need some holy water on that ass if you in the pink slip.
Yeah, listen, if y'all not from St. Louis, the pink slip is like the strip club, and it's in Brooklyn, not Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn, Illinois. So don't get it twisted. It's interesting. Shout out to all the ladies that's doing what they got to do, make it clap. Shout out to them. That's hard work, you know.
You got to thank them
for their hard work. Yeah,
them poles is not easy to climb. They get all the props for me.
I never could climb them poles or them ropes in school. So that is hard work. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be at the library, the Shafley Library, on April 25th, signing books, part of the library event. And I actually have something cooking up for May 3rd, so just kind of keep a watch on my website, iamshattersdenise.com, for the event that will be coming up.
Oh, May 3rd.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to be
May
out of town,
3rd.
So you need to schedule that at a different time.
Oh, I hate that you're going to be out of town.
No, was that shade? He was like, oh, have fun, but my event is May 3rd.
Ain't that nothing. Well, ours is May 2nd. We'll be at the Sisters on Lit. Fair.
Baltimore.
Is that where it said it's in Baltimore? I thought it was in D.C.
Oh, yeah, D.C. I equate, and I know you're not supposed to, because Baltimore and D.C. hate each other like East St. Louis and St. Louis do. But
well, you just disrespected them.
I know, they'll be so mad. But I love D.C., though. I had a good time in D.C. I love Baltimore, too. So
they got
I'm looking. Is that where Howard University is, girl?
That's in D.C.
Yeah, looking for them young blacks with them strong backs. What?
Okay, so Sandra, because I'm not going to play with her.
Now she's looking for them young blacks with them strong backs. Do you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm not for that.
No, but you can't be in college, though. I say that, I'm laughing. You can't be in college. You just, that's too
Why not? That, he got potential. What you mean he can't be in college?
I need him to send his daddy. I can't. College, no. I need his daddy.
Girl.
Listen, I said. His daddy back ain't working like that no more.
No, I
you
said I was
Morgan Freeman
Morgan.
For what?
I was on the phone talking to somebody, and I was like, I would date Morgan Freeman. My kids fell out laughing when they heard
no,
it.
Did not. Joe Clark? Oh, hell no.
I would date Morgan Freeman. Y'all tripping.
For the money?
You would date Joe Clark?
No, because he over all those games. He just want to please them.
Me and Morgan, we could do a lot. With that bottom row of his teeth, though? Like, would you be scared? You wouldn't be scared it hurt you?
Yeah, it's going to be like on Color Purple, how he died.
Oh, I just want you to know that we are friends, and I love you. But you better not call me to help you come get your... No, I'm
yes.
not coming to do it.
I'm like, y'all, I would, but yeah. I would like him, Sean Connery. Like, would either one of y'all ever go over... to the white boys.
Sean Connery?
Sons. Yeah.
You know what? I would. Anthony Hopkins, old crazy self.
Yeah. She always likes some crazy sadistic stuff.
Hey. Yes. He could be in his ass from Silence of the Lambs. Girl, you better shut up. You know, I love crazy, and crazy loves me. It looks good
I'm
on
sorry.
Me, yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let us pause. Did you just say Hannibal Lecter?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's
wait a minute.
Yes.
Like Anthony Hopkins? Hannibal
yes.
Lecter?
Yes.
I'm
Red Dragon, Hannibal, Silence of the Lambs. Hello,
no,
Clarice.
No.
Yes.
If I had to go younger, I would go Matthew McConaughey.
The Devil Is Alive. I'm not fooling with you, Jay.
Yeah, my dream man is Huck. Like, I want to carry his tool case when he's going to shred somebody. I want to carry,
I
want to hold.
Time for Huck to pull my teeth out of my mouth. That's not,
see,
I just,
you
what about you? Because we ain't dealing with her. Jay, get in the corner.
Well, see, first of all, I can't do Huck, okay? I don't want to Huck. I can't be worried about if I'm going to say the wrong thing, you know, fart the wrong way, and Huck going to kill me. Who got time for that?
No,
like
girl, he ain't killing nothing unless you mess with his Olivia or his family. He ain't doing nothing. And I ain't messing with Olivia because, you know, she my shero. So we all good.
In all honesty, I wouldn't date nobody other than a black man because if it's pink, I may bite it. I think it's a hot dog. I would bite it off. So I just needed to be a black man because...
You know what? If I had to go older, I would take the dude from the Allstate commercials. Flat out.
Allstate.
The dry, boring dude. Why eat those ramen noodles?
The black dude.
You talking about the dude
and Waiting
from...
to Exhale.
No.
He was with me and waiting to see how he did Savannah.
He don't do you just like that.
You
don't do nothing sexy about that man. All state. Every time I see him, I just think of all state.
Yeah,
and that's exactly
how
I want him to say it when he breaks my back out. All state. There you go. I liked it.
I don't know. In his age bracket, I would have to go for Denzel.
Okay, I have some people chatting. Somebody said Lucia's son for me. They didn't say which one. Then somebody said which son, the gay one. It's like, no.
No.
The bipolar one.
Did you see how he bent his wife over that sink? Like he got his hand up and in her hair and turned her down.
Who gonna have worms? Somebody said somebody gonna have worms. Am I gonna have worms? Shantavia Bladen just told me I was gonna have worms. I guess because I wanted Anthony Hopkins.
Hannibal.
Yeah.
She deserves worms because that's just nasty. She do. She deserves all of that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Okay, well
outside.
We have a new caller on the line that wasn't here before. I wonder if they want to talk. Let's see.
Two oh two,
you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Rita.
Hi, Rita.
My other short stack. She's not both of them young ladies are like 4'11 and a half.
Whatever. Don't be talking about me, Rashida Tate.
How are you,
ma'am?
Thanks for listening.
I just got off the train.
I've been in there yet for the
two.
Where are you calling from, Rita?
D.C.
D.C., hi. I just said I love D.C. I can't get with the go-go music. I tried, but I do love D.C.
Oh, you got this to the right thing. You might need the R&B go-go and not the buckets and pans go-go.
Yeah, because I like ratchet music because I was in a little club up there and I was like, can you play some ratchet music? And he started off playing Too Short, Blow the Whistle. I was turned, but then he turned it into go-go.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's a DC thing.
Go-go.
Yeah, it's you know, like.
It's that kind of music.
I
almost sound like
it makes you shake your booty.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's harder than Chuck Brown, and I know everybody heard of Chuck Brown, but it's, like, harder. It's like you moving faster, like you dancing off of go-go that they got from a rap song. So,
yeah. But I love D.C., and I cannot wait to go back. My publishing company, Life Changing Books, is up in that area, the D.C., Maryland area, so I can't wait to get up there in May and just to see everybody and have some fun and stuff like that. So I'm glad you're tuning in with us tonight.
Thank you. All I heard was about the bipolar, so I know y'all talking about Empire. I ain't see all of that yet.
Yeah, he's bipolar. Stay away from those crazy men.
Oh, Lord.
So, Rita, do you have any questions for any of the authors, or you were just calling and didn't know you were going to be put online?
Yeah, that's basically what it was. But okay, so the only others are Donna and Chris Renee, right?
Yeah, and Shadra is Denise is on here also. She's our featured author tonight. She's from the St. Louis area as well. So
hi. You were on the TV show with Donna.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, yeah, y'all did so good. Y'all looking very nice. I was very happy to see that show. Y'all really
looked
nice.
Thank you.
They did. I was like, look at my boobs. Y'all did.
She was doing
it. Yeah, I follow Shadra's lead, baby, because I was nervous as heck. I was, you can see, I was stiff. I wasn't moving nothing but my eyes and my cheeks.
You always say you're nervous.
I was.
She was. She was really nervous this time, for real.
But she was there, you know, she pulled her little book out and everything. She was like, yeah, this is my little book. And she broke it down and everything. She's saying like she's not done this before. So I was just happy for both of you.
Yeah, it was amazing.
To let you on TV.
Okay, well, we got 15 seconds left. I done got all off the line and talking and things. So our next show is 2 weeks from now. We'll have Novelist Blacktop. It's going to come off.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no, it's still going. Is it still going?
Yeah, we can hear you. We got Novelist Blacktop coming up.
Yeah, we'll have Novelist Blacktop. I want to say that's March 8th. March 11th. Yes, March 11th. And we'll be getting down and dirty with that young man also. Yes, and we want everybody to tune in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, girls. I'm glad to be a person to pop your cherry.
Yeah, and we thank you for coming,
and we will have you back again.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Real soon.
Okay, right. I'll be here. Bye, guys.
We so corny and stupid. We so goofy.
Right.
It's our first time. We goof truth. We don't know what to do at the end.
Wait a minute. We got to end it with our theme. And remember, a fire ass penetration is always a good way to end your day.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Good night.
All right. You all have a wonderful night, and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.